that like?
I like it.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me for a trip upon your magic swirling ship. All my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Songs
with
Mixmaster
and DJ.
I'm free.
Ping pong.
Decades.
I'll
give them five.
Greetings, NFiles. It's been a while since we did one of these. December, in fact.
It is.
When we had Dave, co-pilot, to my left, which is on your right, as you face the radio.
Yes.
And still haven't sold his house, but we'll come back to that later.
All right.
We will talk about that. On this day in 1875... A bored British officer in Jadalpur, India, called Sir Neville Chamberlain, invented snooker.
Fair enough.
How bored must he have been?
He went on to better things.
In 1997, John Bell received a new pacemaker at the grand old age of 115.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it lasted. Don't know. What else happened on this day?
On this day, Game of Thrones debuted on HBO.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And Apollo 13 finally got back.
In a stricken state, I think.
Yes.
Yeah?
With a bit of strange air conditioning.
It was a weird one, that, wasn't it? But, 13, unlucky for some.
Yeah.
As they say. Nothing else interesting happened.
Well, Nikita Khrushchev was born.
That was interesting for somebody, then. For him. And probably his mum. And happy birthday to Posh Spice. Victoria Beckham, who's 51 today. And the rest. Yeah, anything else?
No, that's it.
Oh, what's the point of this week's show? Well, we realised that both Dave and I, we've been alive for the years 1965, 75, 85, 95, 2005. I don't like the sound of these.
No.
2015 and 2025. We're old. So we decided to pick a song from each of those years. It's not rocket science, exactly. We started with 1965. I went first, Mr. Tambourine Man, by The Byrds, which I think is the first and remains the best example of why Bob Dylan should never be allowed to sing his own songs.
That's true.
Because everybody else sings them better.
Still.
Yeah. I think even I sing Bob Dylan songs better than he does. Did you see the movie?
No.
A Complete Unknown, it's called.
No.
It's not bad at all.
Okay.
It's quite okay. Focuses on the lead up to that famous concert that where everyone called him Judas.
Ah, right.
Yeah, and that's good. Anyway, your choice, right? Now then, here's the thing. You picked a corker for 1975.
Certainly did.
Yeah, but before we do that, something else by the same band.
Yep.
Which was released in 73, so it doesn't count.
True.
75 in America, you said.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like this. It goes like this. Oh, hang on. I have to turn it off.
Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Jason?
I'm free.
Dave?
Okay.
All right, fellas. Well, let's go!
Out ballroom blitz.
That was.
Yeah, which was just juvenile jokes, rhyming slang. We won't go there.
I've got that on 7-inch.
Roasting again. Anyway, so this is an amazing thing. Right, this start. Now, why did you pick Fox on the Run?
I was really into Sweet in the 70s. That's when they were big. I remember Blockbuster, and that got me interested. Mm-hmm. It was just different.
Yeah.
And they all looked a bit weird, but...
yeah.
But... it was good stuff.
They went a bit later on. They went really proper rocky with their "Love Is Like Oxygen" phase.
And that's
they
right.
Proper. They thought they were heavy metal stars.
Well, yeah, they did. They converted quite well because mm-hmm. they started off in spandex and all sorts.
Yeah. Well, it was everyone in 1973 was wearing spandex, even you and me.
Good job they didn't have cameras then.
I've seen the photograph, Dave. I've seen. Anyway, I remember the first time I heard the way this starts with this synthesizer thing. It was like mind-blowing. Mm. I'm geeky me, 73.
Really?
Yeah, so I was geeky me, yeah. 75, so I was 12. 75. And I had a little old record player. A little, you know.
Dance set?
Yeah, kind of. It wasn't, but it was similar.
Yeah.
And I had a bulb from a bicycle lamp, and I wired it across the speaker terminals so that when the music played, the light flashed.
Right.
And the most mind-blowing effect was for this. This was just out of this world, like now. So what happened to Sweet, Dave?
Well, one by one, they left the earth. I think Brian Connolly was first, because he is the lead singer, singer. Only one left, and that is Andy Scott.
Guitarist, wasn't he?
Guitarist, went on to play in a group called Paddy Goes to Holyhead.
Oh, fabulous.
And if this has got your memory going, you can watch Sweet in Zagreb on May the 11th.
All right.
What's left of them?
Yeah, all one of them.
It's just so long.
So glad you picked that. What memories. Right, yeah. As anyone who in the early 2000s was sitting in Vamaveke on a Friday evening around 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Would have heard this song blasting out of my car because I always played it as we were coming over the hill into the village.
What's that coming over the hill?
Is it a monster? It's an Englishman. okay, then next. So 1985 comes next. Now, yeah, but if you had chosen it, you would have chosen this, wouldn't you?
I would have done.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't let me.
Listeners, what is this? It's not the first time you've heard this song on this show.
Third. At least the third.
Virgil, good heart. Yeah. But you didn't pick that. So I picked this one. 1985, the year of Live Aid, and the year that I decided to like the Simple Minds. I was never a huge fan, but then they released this one, Alive and Kicking, and I was kind of hooked.
Yeah.
Because it just sounded an awful lot better.
You turned me on. Don't you ever stop, I'm here with you. Now it's all or nothing, cause you said you followed me. You followed me, and I followed you. What you gonna do when you can't stop? What you gonna do when it all breaks up? What you gonna do when it all breaks up? What you gonna do when the flames go up? Who's gonna come and tell you to? What's it gonna take to make a dream survive? Who's got the time to calm a storm inside? Who's gonna save you? Alive and kicking, stay until your love is. Alive and kicking, stay until your love is.
Now, this drum solo that's about to happen, I tried to recreate it. Now, I had a ZX Spectrum, and I had a little thing that plugged in the back that would make it into a drum sampling machine, and I spent hours making it do this. Sounded nothing like it.
No.
Simple Minds trivia time. Over to you.
Over to me. I don't know if you know that Jim Kerr, the lead singer of Simple Minds, has been married to Chrissie Hynde.
I knew that.
And Patsy Kensington.
Oh, what a threesome that would have been. Oh, yes.
Censored.
Wow, yeah. Wales.
Yeah.
Wales.
That's all. That's enough.
I think it's quite
we should
enough.
Move on.
Perhaps we should, yeah. Okay. Anna Maria Tanase continues a series of reports, which are about apps that make your life easier, especially if you're an expat, or even if you're not. Now, this week's report is about an app that helps you organise your food habits, and it's called Supercook.
Aplikacji letale.
If you're an expat here in Bucharest and don't have any ideas what to eat but want to keep it healthy and cheap, then Supercook is the app for you. Supercook is a recipe generator, but what's different about it is that you can keep track of what food you have in your pantry. So if you have only carrots and potatoes, for example, the app will give you recipes with those ingredients. This can help you reduce waste, save money, and eat healthier since you know what's in the dish. Listen to those at nutritionfacts.org. Tell us about the benefits of cooking at home.
Researchers in Taiwan found that those who cook their own food are healthier and do indeed appear to live longer. In a 10-year study, they found that those who cooked most frequently had only 59% of the mortality risk. And this took into account the exercise people got, grocery shopping, and physical function, chewing ability. So why did they live longer? Well, those that cooked ate more nutritious foods, as evidenced by their higher consumption of vegetables.
Increasing your lifespan and saving money? Isn't that great? And if you're not that used to cooking and you're afraid of messing it up, you can start with easy-to-cook recipes. With time, you'll get better and better, and you won't regret it because cooking is a skill that can always come in handy. If you want to give it a try, Supercook is free and it's available both on Apple Store and Google Play.
Aplikacji letale.
That report was not sponsored by Glovo.
Good people gather around Radio Gorilla.
Song Ping Pong.
Decades.
I'll give them five.
We're back.
We are.
We're very much back now. It's your turn. We're at 1995 already. You're going to have to justify yourself. I mean,
I've been forgotten, I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Excuse me?
Well, in at least two homes in this world, two people will be really happy with that choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Swedish musical group.
Swedish?
Swedish.
I had no idea.
Yeah, American mix of American country music and modern Eurodance. And their appearance and stage names took inspiration from American redneck stereotypes.
Yep.
So the stage names were Mary Jo, which was Annika Lundberg.
Right.
Bobby Sue, Kent Olander.
Yeah.
And then the awfully named Ken Tacky.
Yes, Brutacky Ken.
Arnie Arstrand. And the reason why we enjoyed it, it was forever on when we lived in Saudi Arabia.
Ah, right.
And we bought the CD
Didn't
album.
Get arrested.
There. Well, we bought the CD album there. And every single copy that was imported into Saudi Arabia had the title of the album blacked out.
Oh, really?
In really thick black pen.
Oh.
So you'll know if someone's been living in Saudi if they've got a copy of this.
But what's the title?
Well, it wasn't that terrible. It was Sex and Violins.
Violins,
terrible.
Oh, you only violins in Saudi. Terrible.
But it's a really good one. It gets your foot going.
Get you what?
Foot.
Excuse me.
But I've been forgotten, I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
It's a bit of a guilty pleasure, to be honest, you know. We were at a 50th birthday party last Saturday night. Happy birthday, Laura. And at a point, the DJ put this on, and the place went up.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's like, I can't think of any other songs that feature a horse. Well, is it about now? Remember Hazy Fantasy?
Yes.
Yeah, similar idea.
Yeah.
They were not Swedish, they were English, I think.
Probably.
John Wayne is big leggy.
This big leggy. He had a horse.
What? Yes. I don't know how to answer that. Go on, Nettie.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cutting I do.
Okay, enough.
Get off your high horse.
It's quite enough of that. Well, 2005. It's my turn now.
It is. Go on.
Yeah. And you could argue that this is not much better. Goes like this. Basic, recorded on an 8-track analog in his bedroom. So Jack White and his sister Meg were the White Stripes, except she wasn't his sister.
And he wasn't called White.
No, she was his wife, but she was Meg White.
Mm.
Yeah, and he was Jack Gillis. Keep up at the back.
It'll be a test.
And they met in what seems like a perfect story, right? She was working in a cafe and he used to come to the cafe and read his poetry.
Oh.
And that was it, and their eyes met and all of this. And they got married in 1996, and he took her name.
Yes.
Rather than the other way around. And then just before they got big as the White Stripes, they got divorced.
Oh.
2000. Yeah. And what else do you know about them?
I've actually written down on my cheat notes, I have no information on this.
Really?
Never heard of them.
They did an album called Ecky Thump after they visited, and they did one of their great albums is Live in Blackpool. Yes, that Blackpool.
Is it?
Yeah. They loved England.
Surprised I didn't hear this.
It's very. I remember watching it was a band called Ruata. Sorry, Kifiriuk, in what was the Big Mamu.
Okay.
And he came, we saw him, and he played these songs which I'd never heard before. And I thought they were really good, really stripped down, basic, like this. In fact, it was this. We thought they were original Soren Kifiriuk songs, and then a bit later I heard them on the radio, and the guy said, it's the White Stripes. Well. Anyway, talking about music that's not exactly very sophisticated, and we have to get some half man, half biscuit in, right? Now,
we do.
What on earth is going on here? Joy Division oven gloves.
Yeah.
What? What? Why?
Well, it's actually some of the better music they played, simply because there was an OK band called Joy Division from Manchester in the late 70s and 80s, and it just satirises band merchandising.
Right.
That's it, really. And BBC Six Music was being closed, and they used this as a protest song to get Joy Division oven gloves from Achtung Bono.
Achtung Bono.
To number 6 in the UK singles chart. It got to 56.
Well, they got the 6 part, right?
Yeah.
That was the 6 music, 56. No, okay.
I think BBC Six survived.
Yeah, they're still going?
Yeah. Well done. Well, HMH bit.
Brilliant. I'm sure there's some sinister joke here that I'm not getting about the connection between Joy Division and oven gloves.
I don't know. I think it just goes quite well.
How did Ian Curtis die?
I don't know.
It was suicide, but I wonder if it was a...
Oh, I see.
Need to check that one out.
Yeah.
have I got? It's raining soup and I've got a fork in my riff. Head.
You got a fork in your head.
Okay, if we're going to have Half Man, Half Biscuit, we're going to have the toy dolls as well.
Fair.
The death of Barry the Roofer with Vertigo. By this time, it was just Olga on his own, the singer and guitarist, and he kind of pretty much turned into a parody of himself. Mm. Not his best.
No.
Was he would have a curry, then soak up the suds in the tub. He took a sup as he stood up, he fell to the floor with a yell. He hit the deck, but what the heck, fast as I'm feeling swell. He buys the scram, back in the van, he headed home to relax. Before he sees the door, Barry is plagued with panic attacks. He answers the phone and one message, I push Barry over the edge. Is that Barry the roofer man? Come to me as quick as you can. Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer man. Long ago, with 30 got old.
And Nelly the elephant packed the trunk and said goodbye to the circus.
He misses his meal, back at the wheel, with his ladders and his map. A dude in despair with a roof to repair, he's betting that Barry's the chap. Barry assists the damaging guest, to leave it alone is probably best. The customer cried, fix it man, the night Barry died when he got out of the van. Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer, Barry the roofer man. Long ago, with 30 guys.
And they're still going, kind of. Olga, only Olga left, really.
Yeah.
they kept going through drummers like faster than Chrissy Hynde did.
Hey.
the Pretenders, their drummers kept committing suicide.
Oh, suicide! Yeah, okay.
But no, in the Toy Dolls, they just leave because they can't handle Olga's a bit of an egomaniac, I think, and a control freak. There's only him left. Like, his last album that we did was called Olga Acoustic.
Oh,
and it's him, Olga, playing an acoustic guitar, but still through a distortion pedal, so it sounded no different, honestly. On that note,
Expat Life, powered by those beautiful people at Radio Gorilla.
Song Ping Pong.
Decades.
I'll give them five.
And we're back. We're back with the end. But before we go any further, they've got some breaking news.
Right. Anybody out there who can look after one of the guide dogs over Easter or any other time? Really need your help. It won't cost you a penny. Dog will be dropped off. You have to walk it. You get the food, any medication it needs.
You get a dog to play with.
Brilliant. You don't get an Andrex toilet roll. But
that's a shame.
And then the dog gets picked up again. Now, maybe they found someone for this Easter, but they were looking for someone to look after one dog who's got a sore foot.
Okay.
So give Camellia Platt a ring on 0744 541 775. 0744 541 775. Camellia would like to hear from you.
You know you can do it. Alex Bell, assure you, if you're available, you know what to do. Yep. Where were we?
Oh, yeah.
Who goes next?
I do.
It's you.
It's me.
Now then, interestingly enough, when you quite rightly questioned me here, when I mentioned the next song that we're going to play, and you said, "What, seriously? Was this 2015?
I know.
10 years ago already. It's unbelievable. It's 10 years ago that Hosier, or Hoosier, or however you pronounce it,
I don't know.
Answers 07589489848. What's up? Is it Hozier or Hozier? Because we honestly don't know. 10 years ago, he released his first song, and he's had nothing since, apart from the one that he released basically this year, which is Too Sweet. 10 years between songs.
Yeah.
Andrew John Hozier Byrne is his actual name.
Aristocrat.
And he's a Quaker.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh. Born as a Quaker, even though he went apparently to a Catholic school, but a Quaker.
An Irish Quaker. That's unusual.
Very, very unusual. Yeah. And what was that song 10 years ago that everybody was raving about? And he's probably dined out on the royalties of it for like 10 whole years.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. To be well, amen, amen, amen. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I'll like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good time, my lover's a sunlight. Keep the goddess on my side, she demands a sacrifice. Drain the whole sea, get some shiny, something
seen the video clip for this?
No.
Well, it is an astonishing piece of video clip. It's not a typical pop song. If you've seen any of those movies, Stephen Graham is all suddenly very popular now, yeah, because of Adolescence and all of that, yeah. His first line in the movie is basically, well, he says every night at home, I haven't done nothing.
Me.
Anyway, one of his first, let's say, acclaimed pieces of work was This Is England.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, yeah. Well, the video clip to this felt a bit like that movie, condensed into 3 minutes. And it was an astonishing piece of work.
Yeah.
It really, really was. Anyway, what do you know about him, apart from the fact that he's a Quaker?
Well, yeah, he's Irish, but we've done that. It was very popular. Got to top five in many countries. Got to number two in Australia, Canada, New Zealand and UK. And also topped the charts in places as far away, Austria, Belgium, Iceland, Italy, Sweden and Switzerland.
Yeah.
So it's strange that he's sort of done nothing since.
Literally nothing. Except the Too Sweet was a heavy rotation on the radio stations this year. Mm. It was also nominated for a Song of the Year.
But he's lost the momentum.
I don't think he cares.
No.
Probably just like quite happily just dining out on the royalties. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, why bother?
Yeah, and maybe he's just gone back to quaking.
Making breakfast cereal.
And okay, should we come to the present?
Yes.
This is interesting, this one. Great Scott. No, not yet. We both struggled. I mean, look how old we are, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I think we both agreed that after about 2005 or after 95, really, it was getting hard to find music that we both resonated with.
Exactly.
Except there are occasionally exceptions, and this band is one of them. And they just released a song, so I thought it's good enough for this year. And we initially asked, we thought maybe we should ask our kids.
Yep.
Wisely, Dave rejected that idea.
Sorry, Amy.
He said, nah, you don't. No, you don't, absolutely don't. Anyway, Wet Leg, which, astonishingly, you'd never heard of.
I hadn't.
You hadn't? Their breakthrough hit was called Wet Dream.
I can believe that.
Check it out. Watch the video on YouTube. It's really, really smart.
The video?
But it's okay. It's not. It's suitable for work.
Okay.
It's just, you know, it's not too blatant.
Right.
But if you listen to the lyrics, it's very, very clear what they're singing about.
Fair enough.
Anyway, now they've got a new one out, and it's called Catch These... After the follow-up to Wet Dream was a song that's called Your Mum.
I'm not going there.
It's brilliant. It's catchy and jangly and really good. And anyway, Wet Leg goes like this. Let's listen to that. This is our 2025. Not the last song of the show, but technically, yes.
A medicine ball. Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits? Limousine, rockin' up, ketamine, giddy up. I saw him sipping on dark fruit. This always happens late at night. Some guy comes up, says I'm his type. I just threw up in my mouth when he just tried to ask me out. Yet don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends.
Why are they called Wet Leg, Dave?
Wet Leg. Going after what you just talked about, I'm not sure. They come from the Isle of Wight, or at least one of them does. The other lady comes from Formby in Merseyside. And they use Isle of Wight slang to describe non-locals or tourists on the island who, when they got off the boat, stood in the water. And you see them walking around.
Well, they didn't have a jetty on the Isle of Wight?
Obviously not. Wet leg.
Reminded me a little bit of Transvision Vamp.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a similar kind of
spot.
Vibe. And I was trying, all the way through the song, I was trying to remember the name of that band. Transvision Vamp.
Well done. I've not got any of theirs.
I got there just with about 2 seconds to spare. Oh, lucky me. Word from our sponsors.
Expat Live. Can you believe they haven't fired us yet?
Nope.
Song Ping Pong.
And we're back for the last bit for the bonus track. But before that, Sell your house, Dave.
Well, Steve, yeah, after 33 years away from UK, or Yuck, as we call it, we are heading back. Not sure where home is these days, but we're heading back. So if anyone would like to live in the People's Republic of Pipera, close to the
PRP,
American School, the British School, the Cambridge School, mm-hmm. and seven other schools.
So best if you've got kids then?
Yeah, if you've got kids, 10-minute walk to the British School.
Right.
So I won't give you the address because someone will go and rob me milk. but if you have a look on the Bliss Immobiliare website,
yeah,
have a look for...
Pipera. Seven bathrooms, 94 bedrooms, swimming pool, sauna.
Yes.
Space for three Dachas in the garage.
At least.
Yeah. Check it out. It's a bargain at whatever price it's for.
I think it is.
Yeah? Well, you would. Is it for more or less? Are you selling it for more or less than you paid?
More.
Well, because that's the way.
Come on.
How long have you been living there?
2008.
Okay, so not... Of course, then.
Yes.
Anyway, Bliss Immobiliare, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Where were we? Bonus track. Special bonus track.
Yeah.
We're moving back to the future, to the year 2525, in fact, so it fits.
Will we be around then?
I hope so. Will any of us still be around is the question. Who knows? Zager and Evans. One hit wonders. Totally. Who the hell were Zager and Evans? They came up with a song that was called In the Year 2525, brackets, Exordium and Terminus.
Oh.
What on earth? It's actually released in 1969. It was all about the future evolution and eventually extinction of mankind.
Yeah. We're doing well.
Yeah. It's been covered 60 times in seven different languages, including a Jewish parody, which we don't have time to play, unfortunately.
Is that the time?
Oh, we got to go. What else do you know about these people?
Not a lot, really.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid I don't. It sounds like a bunch of solicitors.
It does, rather, yes. Yeah. And, let's just go with it. It's time to go.
Let's go.
And it goes like this.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may fall.
And this is it. We're going to have to go. Happy Pasht, everyone. See you, Dave. This has been Expat Life.
Is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa.
Stay tuned for Remember Real. Young minds, fresh ideas.
In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start. For what he never knew, now man's reign.
so very far away. Maybe it's only yesterday.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year.
Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
New maps, please.
Good night, everybody.
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.